Unit 6, Part 1, Language Skills Development. 1. Starter.
V. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer for each question you hear.
Is chocolate good for our health?
The sugar in chocolate is not good for us, but its antioxidants have health benefits.
How can we avoid health hazards and get health benefits from chocolate?
Uncooked organic chocolate contains the right balance.
Do you mean we should eat dark chocolate?
Yes, dark chocolate makes us feel better and raises our mood.
Why?
Dark chocolate contains phenethylamine. It acts like a mood elevator and enhances the blood endorphins, regarded as happy opiates.
And that's to say that chocolate has antidepressant qualities.
Right. It comes from the rich, comforting, almost decadent feeling of cocoa butter melting in our mouths.
2. Text. Chocolate improves memory and heart health.
Chocolate, is it good for our health, or is it just good? Many experts warn that the sugar in chocolate is not good for us. But doctors point to the healthful qualities of chocolate's antioxidants. VOA's George Putick reports that uncooked organic chocolate may contain the right balance. The biggest value in eating cocoa and dark chocolate, besides the taste, may be its ability to lower blood pressure. This comes from the rich, comforting, almost decadent feeling of cocoa butter melting in your mouth. That happy feeling may also add to chocolate's antidepressant qualities, says Kim Hoffman. Ms. Hoffman is a dietitian, a person who advises people about what to eat to be healthy. She tells how dark chocolate makes us feel better and raises our mood. It contains phenethylamine, which is a neurotransmitter that is found in the brain and actually acts as a mood elevator. It also enhances the blood endorphins, which are the happy opiates, and they're basically around when you are on a high. Not all chocolate is equal when it comes to those helpful chemicals. The way commercial chocolate makers produce chocolate affects its health benefits. First, there is the issue of temperature. The heat required to process commercial chocolate can be as high as 130 degrees centigrade. Some researchers say temperatures that high can actually lower the effectiveness of those beneficial chemicals. Anthony Grid makes fine chocolates at a store called Honest Chocolate in Cape Town, South Africa. He keeps the temperature of his raw chocolate below 42 degrees. The raw food movement. Mr. Grid says that there is a movement in the food world to limit heat when cooking food. Followers of this movement say that high temperatures lower the health benefits of our food. There's a movement for minimal cooking or minimal heating of food, just to retain the natural antioxidants or whatever, the minerals or whatever it may be. So cocoa is part of that. You can do it raw with a very good quality bean. Another way chocolate makers decrease its health benefits is by adding sugar. The taste of cocoa is naturally sharp or bitter. This bitterness comes from an antioxidant in cocoa, a chemical called polyphenol. To reduce cocoa's bitter taste, makers of chocolate products remove the polyphenol and add sugar. Food science writer Leonie Joubert notes that sugar is connected to weight-related illnesses. Ms. Joubert warns that eating too much sugar leads to many health problems. The problem is that overexposure to sugar over a long period of time will cause this repeated inflammatory response in the body, which now is linked to heart disease. Obviously, it's linked to obesity and weight problems and the associated diseases. Quality over quantity. The chocolates at Honest Chocolate are made with agave nectar, not cane sugar, and they have a very high percentage of cocoa. This is something buyer, customer Jessica Bonney enjoys. What I find quite remarkable about their chocolate is that you're not overwhelmed by the sugar, so you actually get to taste the chocolate itself, which is really so luxurious and quite decadent. Like many other people who know good chocolate when they taste it, chocolate connoisseurs, Miss Bonney satisfies her craving with just one small piece of really good chocolate. In other words, she chooses quality over quantity. And this choice is most likely better for her health. New research shows that large amounts of flavanols, substances found in cocoa, tea, and some vegetables, may reverse age-related memory failure. Another study is looking to see if high levels of cocoa flavanols can help prevent heart attacks and strokes. Flavanols found in dark chocolate are known to increase blood flow in the part of the brain that controls memory. They also help prevent heart disease by lowering blood pressure and bad cholesterol. Can chocolate improve memory? Brain processes decrease as we age. By the time we reach our 50s and 60s, we may have trouble remembering simple things such as the names of new people we meet or where we put our car keys. Dr. Scott Small is a professor of neurology at Columbia University in New York City. He's the lead writer of a research paper describing the effects of cocoa flavanols on brain activity. The study involved 37 volunteers aged between 50 and 69. Researchers gave them a high-level flavanol drink made from cocoa beans or a low-level flavanol drink. For a period of 3 months, some subjects got 900 milligrams of flavanol a day. The others got 10 milligrams of flavanol each day. Brain imaging and memory tests were given to each study subject before and after the study. Dr. Small says that the subjects who had the high-level flavanol drink showed much improvement on memory tests.
New words.
Antioxidant.
Contain.
Decadent.
Antidepressant.
Dietitian.
Phenethylamine.
Neurotransmitter.
Endorphin.
Opiate.
Chemical.
Commercial.
Benefit.
Process.
Beneficial.
Minimal.
Polyphenol.
Overexposure.
Inflammatory.
Obesity.
Associated.
Percentage.
Overwhelm.
Luxurious.
Connoisseur.
Craving.
Flavanol.
Reverse.
Cholesterol.
Neurology.
Milligram.
Subject. Proper nouns.
VOA, Voice of America.
George Putick.
Kim Hoffman.
Cape Town.
Anthony Grid.
Leonie Joubert.
Agave Nectar.
Scott Small.
Columbia University.
6. Practice. Listening. Listen to a news item on Christmas gifts. Then answer these questions.
Charity appeal for unwanted Christmas gifts. Shoppers are being encouraged to donate their unwanted Christmas gifts as part of a charity gift amnesty. The Bridges Shopping Centre is taking in unwanted gifts through this month to donate to the Children's Society. People can drop off anything from a pair of unwanted socks to a CD or beauty products at the customer service sites. Marketing Manager Sarah King said, The gift amnesty last year was a huge success, and we really hope local people will take the opportunity to recycle their unwanted gifts again. For every present that didn't quite hit the mark this Christmas, there is sure to be someone who'll love it. The Children's Society really needs our help in these
tough
times, and this is a great way to help at no cost. Gift donations will help raise much-needed funds that enable the Blandford Street-based charity to give support to the children who face danger,
discrimination,
or disadvantage in their daily lives. The Children's Society has a national network of projects, as well as ongoing pioneering research and influential campaigning.
Part 2. Language in use. 1. Dialogue. Ordering from the menu.
The next day, Harry reflected on what had happened the day before. He was eager to talk with some friends about his experience. So he invited two of his colleagues to his favorite restaurant for dinner in the evenings that followed. Listen to Harry and his friends ordering from the menu. Find their orders on the menu.
Are you ready to order now, sir?
Yes, we're ready to order, thank you. My friend will start with the mussels.
Mussels? Yes, sir. And for you?
What is this antipasto?
It's an Italian starter, sir. It's a variety of cold meats like salami and a little tuna. And salad vegetables, lettuce, tomato, cucumber and so on. It's quite filling.
It sounds very good. I'll try that.
One antipasto. And what would you like to follow, madam? I'll have the sole, please. What vegetable would you like with your sole, madam? None, I think. Just some lemon. No vegetables. And for you, sir?
I'll have the entrecote, please.
How would you like it done, sir?
Medium rare.
Medium rare. And vegetables?
Mushrooms, chips, and, yes, peas.
Mushrooms, chips, and peas. Thank you, sir.
The second evening. Ah, about time. We'll have a bourbon and what do you call it over here? Whiskey? Okay, one whiskey. Hey, do you want ice? No? I guess that's one whiskey. Whatever.
Yes, sir. One bourbon, one whiskey.
Then, say, are these oysters clean over here, eh? I mean, are they?
Yes, sir.
Okay, oysters and a tornadoes. Well done. What about you, Peter? The squid and then the venison, please.
That's a whiskey and bourbon, then one oyster, one squid, followed by a tornadoes, well done, and the venison.
That's it.
New words.
Seafood.
Mussel.
Antipasto.
Starter.
Salami.
Tuna.
Salad.
Lettuce.
Sole.
Entrecote.
Medium.
Rare.
Mushroom.
Chip.
Pea.
Bourbon.
Whiskey.
Oyster.
Tornado.
Squid.
Venison.
2. Pair work. On the menu.
Reference answer.
Are you ready to order, sir?
No, not quite. Actually, I need some help with the menu.
Well, I'll try to explain the things you don't understand.
Okay. What's this, for example? Could you explain the Black Forest ham?
Yes. Black Forest ham is smoked, not cooked, and the flavor is much stronger. It's served thinly sliced with rye bread.
It sounds nice, but I think I'd like a hot starter. What's the soup of the day?
That's a beef broth with savory pancakes.
What is it?
The pancakes are cut into strips, and the broth is poured over them.
Ah, that sounds interesting. Yes, I'll have that as my starter.
That's one beef broth. And for your main course?
I'd like pork. How is Dongpo pork cooked?
That's braised pork.
Good. Does it come with vegetables?
Yes, it comes with red cabbage and potato dumplings. And the cabbage is stewed with apple and red wine. It's very popular.
Okay, I'll go with that.
So that's one beef broth and one dongpo pork. What would you like to drink with that?
I'd like a glass of wine. Could you recommend some good wine?
I suggest Great Wall.
Okay then, Great Wall, please.
Okay, please wait a few minutes for preparation. 3. Text. Coffee chains brew robust future in China.
Introduction. From Best Buy to B&Q, many foreign brands and business models have struggled in China. But perhaps the least likely Western retail concept of them all has prospered the most. Foreign coffee shops. Despite a history of thousands of years of tea drinking in China, coffee chains from the US, UK, and South Korea are expanding rapidly, and coffee shop sales are growing faster than almost any mainland retail segment. According to figures from Euromonitor, coffee chain sales have risen from under 10 billion renminbi, 1.6 billion US dollars, in 2008 to more than double that last year, with sales expected to double again by 2017. An example of coffee chains. Starbucks, the US coffee chain, virtually created modern cafe culture from scratch in China. Retail analysts say, pointing out that tea is not just the country's most popular drink, it is also deeply embedded in Chinese culture. Since opening its first mainland store in 1999, Starbucks has become one of the most famous lifestyle brands on the mainland. By promoting its shops as stylish places to meet friends and approximate Western lifestyle, its popularity has even transformed Chinese taste buds, with fresh coffee consumption rising too. Features: diversification and expansion. The market is also diversifying as it expands. In the past few years, niche Korean-style coffee houses have sprung up. Independent cafes have become the place to see and be seen in big cities. And everyone from McDonald's and KFC to Japanese and Taiwanese convenience store brands has begun promoting fresh coffee sales. Starbucks shrugged off an attack last year on its high mainland prices by CCTV, the state broadcaster, and has only accelerated its expansion. It plans to double its current store count to over 3,000 by 2019, it said earlier this month. Whitbread owner Costa Coffee also plans to double its China stores to 700 by 2018, according to Esteban Liang, Costa Managing Director for Asia. Man Coffee, a popular South Korean-founded cafe-cum-casual restaurant chain, says it intends to double its current 100 mainland stores to 200 by the end of 2015. Looking forward, the war between Korean, American, British, and domestic coffee chains and stylish independent cafes will create a great deal of diversification in the market, which will underpin extensive growth, says Esther Liao, retail analyst at Mintel. The more coffee shops there are, the more there may be in future, says Frank Yin of UBC, the Taiwanese coffee shop chain that was one of the earliest mainland entrants. The emergence of more coffee shops is making people more familiar with coffee, he says. Yet UBC has been one of the biggest losers in terms of market share as Starbucks has grown, with the US chain's share rising from 12% in 2008 to 31% in 2013, while UBC's slice has fallen from 33% to 22%, according to figures from Euromonitor. Over the same period, McDonald's has risen from almost nothing to 6% of the market, as it has opened 800 of its in-store McCafés, while Costa has grown from 1% to 5.5% over the same period. Yum's KFC, most of whose stores did not serve coffee on the mainland until recently, has started promoting the beverage, and many mainland convenience stores in first-tier cities now also sell fresh brewed coffee. Feature: competition. Of course, there is increasing competition, but when I look at Japan and Korea, the density of coffee shops they have there, not even Shanghai has that density, says Taunston Stocker, Greater China retail partner and A.T. Kearney. At one suburban Shanghai branch of Man Coffee on a frigid weekend afternoon, recently, most of the shop's 374 seats were occupied, primarily by friends chatting loudly in groups, while at Starbucks in a nearby office building, most seats are also taken, mainly by individuals working on laptops or meeting with colleagues. Feature: popularity. Even more surprisingly, mainlanders increasingly are not just patronizing coffee shops, but are buying coffee-based drinks rather than the non-coffee beverages that used to be more popular. There's a much bigger appreciation for the nuances than even 5 years ago, when coffee for most people was Nescafe 3-in-1, says Mr. Stocker, referring to the sweet, creamy instant coffee popular with new coffee drinkers on the mainland. Conclusion: a bright future. With mainland coffee consumption currently only 4 cups per person per year, there is still plenty of room for growth, says Mintel's Miss Lau.
New words:
brew,
robust,
prosper,
expand,
virtually,
analyst,
embed,
stylish,
approximate,
popularity,
diversify,
niche,
accelerate,
domestic,
diversification,
underpin,
entrant,
emergence,
beverage,
density,
frigid,
laptop,
patronize,
appreciation,
nuance,
creamy. Proper nouns:
Best Buy,
B&Q,
Starbucks,
McDonald's,
KFC,
Whitbread,
Esteban Liang,
Costa Coffee,
Man Coffee,
Esther Lau,
Mintel,
Frank Yin,
UBC,
Euromonitor,
McCafes,
Yum,
Taunston Stocker,
A.T. Kearney,
Nescafe 3-in-1.